deadly earthquake. Hundreds dead and missing in central Mexico.
Every second is critical in neighborhoods like this.
Hurricane Maria slams Puerto Rico.
The winds are ferocious right now, severing the tops of the palm trees.
U.S. ratchets up pressure on Iran.
This deal really has to be revisited.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A frantic rescue effort at a school in central Mexico where children were killed and trapped in the powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake that shook the region and brought down buildings. The death toll tops 200. There are many missing and injured. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
I'm standing about a block away from where a rescue is taking place in what was a six-story apartment building. It's completely collapsed. It doesn't look any taller now than two stories. On the top of the piles of rubble, there are rescue workers wearing yellow hats and vests, and they're specialized workers who are trying to communicate with some of the 40 people believed to be trapped inside.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is also in the Mexican capital.
The relatives of those who are missing gathered here looking at a list of names and hoping to see that their loved ones may have been taken to a hospital. Mexico's president is urging calm after the earthquake, saying the priority is still search and rescue and getting people medical attention, but that could take a long time. There are up to 44 buildings in the city that have collapsed.
Reporter Juan Paulier of BBC Mundo says scores of people spent the night outside.
Many, many residents of the capital are still outside on the streets, fearful of returning to the buildings. Many of them are helping, volunteering, bringing whatever they find, whatever they can, to the rescue workers that are working close to the most affected buildings.
The quake struck on the anniversary of the 1985 earthquake that killed thousands in Mexico and just hours after emergency drills to mark the occasion. Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico just over an hour ago, blasting away with its top sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. CBS's David Begno is in San Juan.
There's a high rise about 100 yards behind me, and it's continually tearing pieces of the building away, and they're flying through the air like projectiles. We are in front of a hotel right now, the safest place we found, and inside everyone's been evacuated to the bottom floor. But in the lobby, pieces of the ceiling started to fall, so they took them into an emergency stairwell.
Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello.
We know this will be tough, but I have faith in our resiliency and our capacity to rebuild.
There are people there who are ready to help, like Craig Radelman of the Miami Fire Department.
It's life safety first, so the FEMA organization will do a quick assessment, try to figure out where the most damaged areas are, so we can get the teams out in the street and do as much good quickly, because time is of the essence.
The storm also delivered a wallop to the Virgin Islands overnight. CBS's DeMarco Morgan has the story of Royal Caribbean cruise ship passengers who willingly became part of the Hurricane Irma rescue effort.
We spent, 16 days, 17 days together on sea together, and we all got to know each other in a really tough environment.
Robert Mahoney and his wife were part of a group of around 70 passengers who stayed on board the ship after the crew announced their plans to head to the islands devastated by Irma.
We were glad to stay on board and help out in any way we could.
What's usually a party boat turned into a floating shelter, housing hundreds of people.
Hallelujah.
Some of the rescued sang for joy when the ship arrived in Puerto Rico and thanked the crew that came to their rescue.
God bless you all.
I saw people get off the ship the next day, and they were almost whole again.
North Korea and Iran are the focus of the American diplomatic effort this week at the UN. President Trump laid the fiery groundwork in his speech yesterday. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president said parts of the world are going to hell. He blasted the Iran nuclear deal up for his review next month as an embarrassment to the U.S., and he vowed that America stands ready to totally destroy North Korea. Mr. Trump also called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man following his recent spate of ballistic missile tests. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told CBS this morning.
No one knows how to get his attention. So all you can do is continue to let him know what could happen if he doesn't stop.
Today, as Iran's president speaks to the UN, President Trump meets here in New York with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, the leaders of Egypt and Jordan, and British Prime Minister Theresa May. Steve?
A spokesman for former Trump campaign campaign chairman Paul Manafort has called on the Justice Department to investigate leaks after word got out that federal authorities wiretapped Manafort's phone. Manafort's a central figure in the Russia investigation. About the conversations, the spokesman says there's nothing there. A new Republican effort to repeal Obamacare is gaining momentum. President Trump has tweeted support. Congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Unlike the previous repeal plans, this bill would not eliminate all of Obamacare's taxes. What it would do is turn that revenue from those taxes over to the states to then come up with their own systems for boosting coverage. And depending on the state, people with pre-existing conditions could once again pay more. And Republicans would need to round up the votes for this plan by the end of next week, because that's the deadline for voting with 60 rather than 50 senators.
A handwritten copy of an Adolf Hitler speech was among the evidence found at the Baton Rouge home of a 23-year-old white man accused of murder. James Gleason is charged with killing two black men and shooting up the home of an African-American family. Well, at Major League ballparks this season, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us one phrase says it all. Going, going, gone.
You can now officially call 2017 the year of the home run.
Alex hits it deep into right center field.
Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals hit a solo home run in the eighth inning against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Gone.
And with that, the record for the most home runs in a single season was broken. Gordon's home run was number 5,694, breaking the record set in 2000, and there are still 12 days left in the regular season.
Well, Toys R Us has now gotten permission to borrow more than $2 billion to pay suppliers. The retail chain filed for bankruptcy Monday. Experts say it's likely some stores will close after the holidays. Social media has played a role in shining a light on abhorrent behavior by a road crew. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
The Alabama Department of Transportation is under fire after pictures were posted on Facebook showing a department truck dragging a dog's dead body down Interstate 20. April Bennett was driving along with her 5-year-old son in the car when she spotted the lifeless body of a German Shepherd being dragged behind the truck. The driver noticed her taking pictures and pulled over. DOT officials say the dog was found dead and apologized for the manner in which it was disposed. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, social media also played a role in disciplinary action that's been taken at a naval hospital in Jacksonville, Florida. Nurses were seen in pictures and video giving obscene gestures and dancing with a newborn to rap music. The hospital's removed the nurses from patient care and says it was outrageous and unprofessional. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.